The New York Knicks' historic championship victory has created a cultural moment that extends far beyond basketball, with celebrations that turned both celebratory and violent across the city. The fact that a teenager was shot and 63 people were arrested during the title celebration illustrates the complex relationship between sports triumph and urban social dynamics.
Mayor Mamdani's reaction to viral Knicks chants after the championship demonstrates how sports victories become political opportunities for local leaders. The mayor's response to fan enthusiasm, while also managing the security challenges of large celebrations, reflects the balancing act politicians face when major sports moments create both opportunity and risk for their administrations.
Timothée Chalamet's comment that the Knicks title is way rather this than the Oscars captures something significant about American cultural priorities. When a major Hollywood figure publicly values sports achievement over entertainment industry recognition, it reflects the unique cultural power that sports championships hold in American society, particularly for long-suffering franchises like the Knicks.
The revelation that Mayor Mamdani received free World Cup tickets raises interesting questions about ethics and gift acceptance in public office. While sports tickets might seem like minor perquisites, they represent valuable benefits that could create conflicts of interest or appearance of impropriety, particularly when they come from organizations that might have business before the city.
From an economic perspective, the Knicks championship could generate significant revenue for New York City through tourism, merchandise sales, and increased business activity. Championship victories typically create measurable economic boosts for cities, particularly when the team has a devoted fan base that has waited decades for success.
The tragic helicopter collision in Rio de Janeiro that killed American musician Oliver Tree illustrates the risks that international travel and aviation present for entertainment industry figures. Tree's death at 32 represents the loss of a significant musical talent who had collaborated with major artists like David Guetta and built a global following through his distinctive visual style and musical humor.
The entertainment industry implications extend beyond the immediate tragedy. Oliver Tree's death in Brazil, while likely pursuing international touring or collaboration opportunities, highlights the risks that musicians face when building global careers. International aviation safety becomes a real concern for artists whose careers depend on constant travel.
Bill Maher's political commentary connecting to entertainment and sports reflects how American cultural figures increasingly feel compelled to take positions on political issues. His endorsement of Platner, despite calling his record scary, shows how entertainment personalities navigate the complex relationship between personal beliefs and perceived political necessity.
The intersection of sports, politics, and urban governance that we're seeing with the Knicks celebration demonstrates how major cultural events create challenges that extend far beyond the sports themselves. City leaders must balance public celebration with safety concerns, economic opportunities with resource allocation, and cultural moment management with ongoing governance responsibilities.
What's particularly interesting about today's cultural stories is how they illustrate the global nature of American entertainment and sports. Oliver Tree's death in Rio, the international attention to the Knicks championship, and the political implications of sports victories all demonstrate how local cultural events now have immediate global resonance and impact.
The Texas political story involving Tallarico's Spurs advertisement while Patrick says he's going to hell represents the intersection of sports loyalty and political identity that characterizes much of American regional politics. Sports team affiliations often correlate with political alignments in ways that seem superficial, but actually reflect deeper cultural and geographical divisions.
But this segment also forces us to ask a critical question. What if we're wrong about sports and entertainment serving as useful distractions from serious political and economic issues? The massive public attention devoted to the Knicks championship, the cultural significance attributed to entertainment figures' political opinions, and the emotional investment in sports team success might actually be crowding out attention to the substantive policy decisions that will shape American society for decades.
That's a provocative challenge, Sarah. The counter-argument would be that sports and entertainment provide necessary social cohesion and shared cultural experiences that actually enable democratic participation. When people have common reference points and collective experiences of celebration or mourning, it might create the social trust necessary for political compromise and effective governance.
The test case might be whether New York City actually sees improved civic engagement and social cooperation in the aftermath of the Knicks championship, or whether the celebration becomes just another fleeting distraction. If we're wrong about the social value of sports culture, we should see cities with major championships failing to translate that energy into better governance or community problem solving. That's something we can track over the coming months.